Good day. This week we're looking at way beyond your wildest dreams. You know, for you and I to experience the promises of God and abundant life, it starts with the pictures that I have deep within my heart. If I see myself as somebody that's always just going to survive and live with lack, man, that's what I'm going to experience in my heart. And I can change that view of myself by connecting my imagination to the promises of God. The Bible promises here that God wants to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. In the Message Bible, he says, way beyond your wildest dreams. But what am I thinking about? What are the mental pictures that I have concerning who God is and who I am? You know, when God spoke to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:11, he says this, "The word of the Lord came to me saying, 'What do you see, Jeremiah?' And I said, 'I see a rod of an almond tree.' Then the Lord said to me, 'You have seen well, for I'm watching over my word to perform it.'" Notice the question that God asks Jeremiah, "What do you see?" Now, I know that God sees things. He sees things from his perspective, man, that he's done everything in Jesus for us, that he's given us all of his promises. But I need to participate with God. And he asks Jeremiah a question here, "What do you see?" And then he says, when you see what God sees, it says that God hastens to perform his word. So when I begin to see something in line with what the way God sees things, from the perspective of his word and the limitlessness of his word, the Bible says that he begins to hasten his word to perform it. That is so encouraging to know that I can begin to activate my heart by seeing the things that God sees and that he will hasten his word to perform it. If you remember the children of Israel, how they went into the promised land and Moses gave 12 spies a specific instruction, go and see the land of milk and honey. And the spies came back and were like, man, we see ourselves a certain way and we see the people a certain way. What they saw limited what they experienced because they said, we see ourselves as grasshoppers and we see the children of Canaan as giants in the land. And they were hindered. They were stopped from entering into the promised land because of the way they saw themselves and their situations. What they saw was natural. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. But later on in Joshua chapter 2 verse 1, I'm going to read verse 1. It says, "Then Joshua the son of Nun sent two men as spies secretly from Shittim, saying, 'Go, view the land, especially Jericho.' So they went and came into the house of a harlot whose name was Rahab and lodged there." And then in verse 23, it says, "The two men returned, came down from the hill country, crossed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and related to him all that had happened. And they said to Joshua, 'Surely the Lord has given all the land into our hands. Moreover, all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before us.'" It's interesting. Joshua sent two spies, Moses sent 12. But the two spies had changed the image inside of them. They saw themselves differently and they saw the enemy differently, purely based on how they viewed themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, the way we see ourselves is so important. Are we seeing ourselves the way that God sees us? Because when I see myself the way God sees me, then my enemies and my circumstances are small compared to how I see myself and the one who lives inside of me. I want to encourage you, get the right view of yourself and God, and you will see him do way beyond your wildest dreams. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.